Okay. So your application to the U.S., what was the process for you?
From what I remember, because I was a kid, I didn't really have to really go through any paperwork, but I had to really, like, you know, like the way my parents had to go through and my mom had to go through, I mean, to sign anything. I was just going through the motions of my brothers just regarding me to, like, take pictures, get proper ID. I had to be registered as a single son under one mom because my mom had to fly to the United States as a single woman because they wouldn't let her go there being married. It's harder to be, it's harder to get a green card going to the States when you're married, so she had to register as someone single.
So, yeah, her becoming a citizen automatically naturalized you, right?
Yeah, when she was here, I was already naturalized. I believe by the time I was 5 years old in 85, I was a citizen as soon as she became one.
Okay. What were the requirements for her getting her citizenship to leave for you getting yours?
I believe she had to go through a test, U.S. history test. She had to, it took a lot for her to get she had to be a resident status here for a certain amount of years. And what I do remember most is being actually naturalized on that day where she had taken me to the city hall, and we had entered this big courtroom, a bunch of all these other people that were being citizens, and we had to put our right hand up and do the Pledge of Allegiance. And we had to hear a little speech by the judge or the appointing person that was there to tell us that we're citizens and what that means. So that's what I do remember as far as being a petition. I mean, being a citizen.
Did you guys, in the whole process of the application, or through your mom,